broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Janisha Peters was my friend. She was murdered late 2007.
We are here in Washington, D.C. for 3 days, and we are melting. So
things like infection, that's the most common. That, in some cases, rarely can
30
even...
30 days in jail on a reckless driving case, 30 days in jail on the first DUI case consecutive, and 30 days in jail on the second.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast with a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and on this show we go anywhere, do anything to get to it for you, even go through the looking glass. Coming up, Mel Gibson allegedly punched his girlfriend, and he admits to it on tape. We're going to talk with attorney Harvey Wireman, a retired attorney, many years working with the ACLU, was... an attorney, a JAG, as a matter of fact, in the military. He'll be with us to talk about Mel Gibson's possible more serious legal problems. Plus, as CEOs make more money, the worse they treat employees, the more money they make. Or you could kind of flip that around. We also have the possibility Bobby Dooley joining us later on the program. We're going to talk about the social networking site Facebook. 877-876-PHIL, our affiliate spotlight tonight in Portland, KXFD, 970 AM, and in Redding, California, KCNR, 1460 AM. Great to have you guys on the Phil Hendry Show Network. Our website, philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. Starting tomorrow, we are going to have 3 o'clock live. That means not only do we have our live streaming video, which is happening right now, along with the audio, and you can watch our uncensored pre-show starting at 9 p.m. Pacific. Tomorrow, an uncensored 3 o'clock live video cast for our subscribers. So you're going to have two live video casts per day starting tomorrow at 3 o'clock. And also with your backstage pass, you get all of our archive material, all of our archive video, as well as animated features. You can comment on our news feed, and you get guaranteed email response from your brother here. So visit philhendryshow.com for your backstage pass. 877-876-PHIL, and we're happy to have with us, haven't talked to Harvey Wireman on the air, at least, Harvey, in a couple of years, but it's wonderful to have you with us tonight. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good, Phil, and I appreciate you having me on your program.
Mel Gibson is an individual known to you. I know that you've done some legal work in the... You're not a Hollywood attorney.
No, I should say I'm not.
But you have done some charity work with Hollywood celebrities. You've done some pro bono work that has benefited some of the foundations started by people in the television and film business. And you kind of look at them from afar when they get into a little bit of this trouble. Have you ever done any family law work with anybody in movies or TV?
Well, I've assisted in the preparation of some estates. I've assisted in the preparation of trusts. I don't want to say for who, for obvious reasons.
Of course.
So I know the I know that world. You ask me about is it different for a celebrity? I suppose, but it's different all the way around. I guess for men, you know.
All right. Well, the story here: Mel Gibson was caught on tape, according to this article in the New York Daily News. Mel Gibson caught on tape admitting that he punched his ex, Oksana Grigorieva. You effing deserved it. Mel Gibson caught on tape admitting he punched the mother of his love child, saying you effing deserved it, according to Radar Online today. The menacing words from the Oscar-winning megastar reportedly came during a January 6th fight with then-girlfriend Oksana Grigorieva at his Malibu mansion. Grigorieva claims that the Braveheart actor and director punched her twice in the face, knocked her teeth loose, as she held their 8-month-old daughter. What kind of a man is it that would hit a woman when she's holding a child in her hands, hitting her twice in the face? What kind of a man is that? Grigorieva is heard telling Gibson, according to Radar. Gibson, age 54, responds, you know what? You effing deserved it. We're going to get to Harvey's comments, but as long as we, you know, we're talking celebs, they were looking for him, TMZ was, and they found actor Mickey Rourke with his take on Mel Gibson's whole problem.
Shit happens, you know? Yeah. And I wouldn't believe everything you hear, you know. I think he's a good dude, and you know, and screw the bitch.
Screw the bitch. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard it. Yeah.
That's Mickey Rourke, though. let's talk about this and talk about Mel Gibson's problems legally. Harvey, you may not be a family law attorney, but you certainly know criminal law. And what is he looking at here?
Well, I think, Mel Gibson, it depends. Certainly it depends on the court. It depends on who her attorney is and how well they... her attorney in a civil action, you understand, and then certainly her attorney in the custody action, and whether or not there's any kind of a criminal charge, and whether or not the law is on the side of Mr. Gibson. But we know there is precedent in our legal system for a man obviously can defend himself, and a woman can defend herself. And we have a long history in the world, and certainly in American jurisprudence, of these criminal charges being brought vis-a-vis domestic violence against the man who is striking a woman. And we've had the similar woman to man, maybe not as many. Now, what you have with Bill Gibson is a situation where this man was clearly irate. And he was so irate that he, according to this witness, threw two punches while she was holding an infant. Now, what would make a man punch a woman twice if, when she's holding an infant? In law, you know, Phil, there is such a thing as hate speech. When you use a racial pejorative, the racism, and if you say to a man something pejorative, such as you can well imagine, Phil, insulting a man's manhood, insulting the size of his manhood, insulting his ability as an amorous individual in bed. What would cause a man to punch a woman twice in the face while she's holding the child? It would be something that serious. And now are we getting into hate speech? Well, I think that Mel Gibson would have a case if he is able to show that.
Now, can I interrupt you for a minute?
I was finishing up here. If he's able to show.
Okay.
That this Oksana Grigorieva, when he punched her, she had just concluded a series of comments having to do with humiliating him about the size, stature, dimension, or the viability of his manhood or his abilities as a man.
All right, are you telling me, are you saying that the law forgives a man punching a woman if she engages? Is this called hate speech per se?
Well, it's nothing that we recognize as hate speech, but it would fall, if I were his attorney, I would say that those very comments fall within the guidelines and parameters of hate speech, because hate speech, we know, is a series of comments directed at a man or woman because of their race or their orientation, and I would argue, and their gender, designed to impugn that individual or humiliate or degrade that individual violently because they're black or they're a Jew or whatever. Now, I'm a Jew, and I'm fully familiar with Mel Gibson's comments about Jews. But I'm also an attorney, so I have to raise myself above that and look at this straight on. And I would say
But you said something, Harvey, and I want to interrupt. You said, what would make a man punch a woman twice in the face while she's holding your baby? And you said it would have to be something having to do with impugning the size of his manhood or his amorous abilities.
That would be, yes. In the court, to argue effectively, you would have to argue that she had made a direct and crass comment, and you would be on a much firmer legal ground. Were you able to show that the child was old enough to understand or to fully appreciate what was being said. Now, I don't know.
Well, how old is this baby?
I don't know. But if you can show that the baby heard its father being told he's a limp, you know what, by this Gregoriva, and then he hauls off and hits her twice. One, you can well imagine, if I were in the courtroom, she says to my client, she says, you know something, you got one the size of a cocktail, Frank. Pow! There comes the first punch. He pulls back the fist as she's saying, and also, you make love like the great line in Full Metal Jacket, the way old people do. Pow! There's the second punch. I could show that both of those comments were as the direct result of her impugning Mr. Gilman.
Gibson. It's Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson, yes. It all depends on the court. It all depends on what they're going to be looking at.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. We're talking to Harvey Weierman here about Mel Gibson caught on tape. Saying you effing deserved it after allegedly punching this woman, Oksana Grigoryeva. You're saying that there is an area of the law that may forgive a man striking a woman. Well, self-defense, right?
Well, yeah, well, self-defense, you can. But I'm talking about hate speech.
Hate speech. You're saying that it is possible that it is hate speech for a woman to impugn a man, to impugn the size of his male organ or his lovemaking.
That is exactly that. That's what I would prepare for, and that's what I would present before the court.
Now, what do you think of that?
Well, I think if it's the law, you use the law.
But what, as a man, what do you think of a guy going into court and saying, I punched her because she offended me?
I think you have every right to use the law. Don't try to, Phil, and I don't think you're doing this, but a lot of these interviewers want to get cute. And they want to pin me down and say, oh, you believe that? Well, then you must be some kind of a real sorry SOB. I said, I believe in the law. And if the law says that it is legal for a man to punch a woman so hard you break her nose because she said, you know, it's cocktail Frank time, or however she said it, then I say you're allowed to use the law.
So you don't have any personal feeling. The law is the law, and you feel that you could go into a courtroom and argue this, but you don't want to comment on that, huh?
Well, what do you think about it?
I think it's bullcrap. I think punching a woman while you're holding a baby, punching her twice, so hard you may knock her teeth out because she impugned your manhood or your ability as a lover, I think it's pretty weak sauce.
You know something? Those are pretty, as we used to say, those are mighty tall words if you ever saw the Western film. If it ever happens to you, my friend, and don't tell me that it hasn't, and you didn't want to beat her within an inch of her life, and...
Oh, my God. I mean, listen to the language you're using, though. It's almost as if you're forgiving it.
Did you? Well, I won't, you know...
I don't want to comment on that.
Well, I think it's easy for you to say. A woman could say that to me, and I'd walk away with a big, fat grin on my face. And
I never said that. I wonder whether I would be pushed to the point of violence. 877-876-PHIL. Harvey Weierman joins us, an attorney at law on the Mel Gibson case. If a woman, is there ever a time for a man where it's legal or a man, it's defensible for a man to hit a woman other than in self-defense? And Mr. Weierman is arguing that yes, when a woman uses hate speech, and to a man from a woman, hate speech is her mocking his sexual ability. And he feels that this might have been what happened to this Oksana Grigoryeva and Mel Gibson. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show with Harvey Weierman.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. It's the Phil
Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. Don't forget our website, philhendryshow.com, for live streaming video of the show right now. Watching us perform the show, you can go over there and get a backstage pass. Harvey Weierman joins us. We're talking about Mel Gibson. This guy's in trouble all the time, Harvey, and now we have a case here, a custody fight between him and ex-girlfriend, this Oksana Grigoreva. I don't know who she is. I guess she's an actress and a love child, and this fight where he allegedly punched her, saying she deserved it.
Well, that to me, that's a very key phrase. See, you deserved it. When she said, what kind of a man would punch a woman, I would respectfully submit to your audience that the man that would punch, in that case, the man that punched the woman was Mr. Gibson, who punched the woman because she made a crass and hateful remark. Now,
I got to get to a phone call, okay?
Well, just one point. I represented a man who had been arrested for assault on his wife, and I represented him because I listened very carefully to his story. She had come home with boxer shorts that she'd purchased, and she had bought a six-pack, the 12-pack you get at the short store.
In the department store.
In the department store, he tried on one of the pairs of boxer shorts. She said, in clear view of him and a domestic worker, I don't like the way they hang on you. Boom! Before he even knows it, he hits her with like a left hand. She drops her. Police come. You know the rest. I got him acquitted because I argued that women are far too lackadaisical and cavalier with these comments.
And I don't understand. What did he hit her for? What?
What are you asking me?
What did he hit her for? She's looking at him in boxers.
She said, I don't like the way they hang on you. If you're looking at a pair of boxer shorts and you don't see anything, you're telling the guy, you got on boxer shorts, I can't see a thing. And you're going to, he's going to, before you know it, I don't like the way they hang on you. Boom, she hits the floor. He goes outside to have a cigarette. Next thing you know, there's a radio car.
So he hit her because she was intimating by saying, I don't like the way the boxers hang on you. You don't have anything going on down there.
Yeah, intimating. She was saying it. Now, we had to argue to the judge that these are the things that women do because they don't think. Think. T-H-I-N-K. Think.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let me go to a phone call here tonight, listening on KNEW in Berkeley. Tonight is Sharon. Sharon, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Phil. Just my thought is this, that we are better than animals, that we cannot be provoked by what somebody says, that when somebody
let's be careful, because if someone uses the N-word, now we know that's hateful speech.
Well,
and that's what I'm saying.
If someone calls you the B-word, what are you going to do, turn around and smack them? You know,
what do you mean, B? What's the B-word?
The bitch word?
Oh, I'm Jewish. If someone called me the K word, I'd turn around and make them wish they'd never stepped off the trolley car. But
All right. Well, are we justifying violence? Is that what we're doing?
No, we're not doing that. What we are saying, though, is that we have to now be mindful of the kind of hateful things we say to a man. This lady that's on the phone, your name is Sharon, miss?
Well, I agree. We need to be responsible for what we say, but then we also need to be able to control our emotions. In other words, we're not animals. That when somebody says something, we could say, well, that's your opinion, or, you know, consider this source, or you're angry, and so you're going to say it. You could turn around and walk away.
Are you married, Bam, if I may ask? I don't mean to pry, but I wanted to illustrate something. Are you married, or do you have a gentleman in your life?
Yeah. I have had, but currently no.
All right. If you went to the store and you bought your man a pair of underwear and you say to him, brother, you know, they're hanging all wrong. Boom, down you go. Now, what's the first thing you're going to think?
Wait a minute. What do you mean, boom, down she goes?
Well, he's going possible he'll hit her?
Because she doesn't like the way his underwear's hanging?
You're a man, Mr. Henry, and I don't like the way you're playing to your audience like you don't know what I'm talking about. And
you're talking about hangers, boxers.
Yeah.
All right, Sharon, thank you so much for your call. 877-876-PHIL. So if a woman says to me, boy, Phil, you don't, you know, I don't like the way those boxers are hanging on you, and I'm automatically going to slug her.
Well, yeah, you call and then call me.
877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Yeah. Boom, down she goes, then you get my number.
Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show, every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. With me is Harvey Wireman. We're talking about Mel Gibson being caught on tape admitting that he punched his ex-girlfriend, Oksana Grigorieva, and said to her, and we are quoting, apparently this was on the tape as well, "You effing deserved it." She was allegedly holding on to their 8-month-old daughter at the time. She says he knocked a few of her teeth loose, and it's a very ugly story. And, you know, there's an interesting comment here, Harvey. NAACP, Jesse Jackson, and other civil rights leaders have blasted Gibson for the use of the N-word, but I don't think, I haven't heard anybody come out against his hitting a woman, you know?
Well, because they know that, and I know Jesse Jackson, he's a good man, and I don't know what you're inferring. Are you saying he doesn't care about women being beaten?
No. They talked about the N-word, but here's a woman being beaten.
Well, a woman being beaten, again, when you say to a man, you know, we had a case not too long ago, and again, it's hate speech, when you say to a man that you're having marital difficulties with, let's go to Seattle for a vacation. Now, you get off the plane in Seattle, and what's the first thing you see? You see the Space Needle. You see a large, erect, if you want to call it a phallic, you can certainly make the argument. Now, this is a direct provocation by a wife, and it is hate speech. And
now, what is hate speech? The fact that they went to Seattle?
The fact that they went to a city with a phallic big thing. You know, Phil, there's an old term, M-missile-D. I can't say the whole word.
No, I know what you're saying.
It has to do with circumcision. And
I don't want to get into a lot of discussion here. Are you telling me that going to Seattle for a vacation is a provocation?
If you've been referencing how the guy doesn't look good in boxer shorts, and then you say, let's go to Seattle, you're begging for it. And the reason why...
But, Bless, I had a question. Why are you saying the left hand?
The left hand is because the right hand has the cell phone in it.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to Donna, listening to us tonight in Redding, California on KCNR. Wait a minute, I didn't quite get Donna up on the line here. Hi, Donna, you're on with Harvey Wireman. Go ahead, please.
Hey, yeah, my comment to Harvey is that he is an idiot. It's defense attorneys that...
I'm a lawyer, so... You can call me an idiot if you want.
Okay. It's lawyers that make it bad for everything else. It's in today's society, we're becoming a society of don't blame me, it's not my fault. My question to you is, would you do just the opposite? Would you defend a woman who was standing there dressed to go out and her husband says, you look like a hoe, go change your clothes, and she decked him? Now, would you defend her?
I would. Would I defend him? That's
defend
not the
her?
Same thing. That's not the same. You asked me, would I defend him?
No, would you defend
or,
her?
Or are you, would I defend her? I don't need to defend her. The prosecutor, the district attorney, it takes up her case. What is she talking about?
Well, I think what the lady is saying is that is there this hate speech that you're saying, right, that is applicable. In this case, is there an applicable situation vis-a-vis women when it comes to hate speech?
I think so. I think that when you say to a woman, she looks like a, you know what, I think that is a hate speech. But, you see, you've already come out and you're honest about it. See what I mean? It's not being honest when you're holding an eight-month-old baby or you're flying to Seattle. That's the part that I've got a problem with and the law has a problem with.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me that a woman deserves to get smacked because she's calling the guy, you know, missile blank and all these other things while she's holding an eight-month-old baby?
She's hiding behind the baby and the double entendre of the space needle. Yes.
You're misinterpreting the law here, and you're being sexist on that part.
I don't think so. I mean, if you look
at
the law...
If it's good for a man to hit a woman, and which you're saying that it is, then it's good for the woman to deck the guy. There's no middle ground.
We had a case where a woman smacked her husband and tried to jump out of the car on the Belt Parkway in New York. They had just gone through it's the Lincoln Tunnel. She had just had twins. She felt that it was insensitive of him to say, hey, let's go through the Lincoln Tunnel and give her one of those looks. See what I'm saying? And in that instance, I argued to the court that it was insensitive of him.
Wait a minute. What was insensitive of him?
Going through the Lincoln Tunnel after she just had twins.
Is that a comment on her... On the state of her body?
Yes. Like, you know, hey, why don't we just drive a train in there? You know, it's insulting to a woman. So she smacked him, and she tried to get out of the car in the middle of rush hour traffic.
I'm sorry, Donna, did you have something to say?
I think that this guy is an idiot. I mean, I know...
I'm an idiot. Wait a minute. Didn't I just say I defended a woman who smacked her husband after he said, let's take a drive to the Lincoln Tunnel?
You did.
After she had twins.
Yeah.
Well, I don't understand why that's an insult, though. You can imagine anything.
Oh, I get it. So I'm imagining it. Okay. Well, it was her that was imagining it.
That was the case that she never went to court.
You know, I...
Well, I thought you were defending women here, and now you don't want me to defend women. If you just gave birth to twins and your husband said, let's take a drive under the Detroit River in that big tunnel, do you understand?
That's not offensive to me.
Oh, yeah, sure. Right.
It's not.
Okay, listen. All right, Donna, thank you. 877-876-PHIL. Let's move on. I think that's really looking for problems. Carolyn in Long Beach, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
Hi, how are you guys today?
I'm good.
Very good, thank you. It's Long Beach, California, is that?
Yeah, she's listening on KTLK. Go ahead.
Yes, the only point I wanted to make is, first, I want to say you're not an idiot. You have a voice. You have a voice, and whatever you feel is what you feel. But I want to say that a lot of people are wearing their hearts on their shoulders. And we're so sensitive, communication is very vital. And you can say one thing and another person can hear another thing. But my point is, you have to choose to get mad at what people say. If you want to call me the B word, I have to choose to get mad at that. I don't have to get mad at that. That's what you wanted to say out of your mouth. I don't have to get mad at that. And a lot of people get mad at the littlest thing. And so,
let me ask you that. But you say, dear, I'm an attorney of long standing, and I know that you don't have to get mad at a cross burning across the street from your house. You don't have to get mad at somebody calling you a name. But we recognize in this society that there are certain acts that provoke people to violence, and certainly burning crosses and using the N-word and buying a saddlebag after a woman nurses twins.
I agree.
That is hateful. And
wait, what does buying a saddlebag have to do with that?
That was a case that we dealt with. Yes, dear, go ahead.
Well, I agree that you can be provoked. If I'm in your face and I'm just constantly saying something and I'm making you angry, that is that's another level right there. But to say a statement and to say, you know, the words get misinterpreted all the time. Instead of turning around and saying, well, baby, what did you mean by that? Because this is the way I took it. Why can't we communicate like that? Why does it always have to be, you be, you this, you that? Why does it always have to be a reaction,
a violent reaction? Well, that's true.
You're the love of my life, and I'm supposed to love you till death do us part, and then I want to hit you? That doesn't make sense.
Well, when she says that to a man, you know, like this Gregor Riva said to Mel Gibson, that he had one the size of a, you know, somebody's thumb, he immediately responds with a punch because he's now in his fear mode. He's in flight or fight, which means if she's going to say that, the next thing she's going to do is pull a knife and bury it in my eye.
Well, and
no, come on, man. I don't buy that.
No, I've had the experience.
Well, that can go back to, maybe if she says something is little and he hits her, that's saying a lot on him. Maybe it is little if he's going to get mad at that. Because if you know you're well endowed, you're not going to get mad at that. So maybe he is little and he got offended by that. But that doesn't mean
for a woman, women don't usually point that out. When a woman points that out, she's begging for it.
Aha! Uh-huh. So there's that phrase, begging for it.
Well, no. What do you mean, aha? Uh-huh?
That's the same. Yeah, that's the same thinking.
But that doesn't mean hit me. That's saying a lot of things. It's saying well more than what she said at that moment. It's saying they had some problems earlier. They didn't solve some problems. It's saying more
than what
her statement is.
When I first married my wife, all right, she looked at me one day, and we were very young. We were in our 20s, and she's now gone these 10 years, and I loved her very much, my wife, Ruth.
Sorry to hear that, Harvey.
Thank you. And anyway, she stuck her chin out toward me one day in the kitchen, and she said, "Hey, thumb blank," you know? Now, when you stick your chin out to an ex-United States Marine, and I know where that collection of nerves are in the chin, that's begging for a left jab. So,
oh, come on, Harvey, you punched her?
Yes, of course I did. You don't stick your chin out and go, "Hey, thumb blank."
But you know what? You may be right. You may be right.
Yeah,
she may have said, you know,
and the other thing is, I just got off of a beach. I had just come out of the 2 years in the Marine Corps in the Pacific. And excuse me for saying this, but I lost count at about the 20th jab that I shot.
All right. I don't want to hear this, okay?
I'm trying to tell a lady.
Are you now saying that you came home and smacked your wife because you were a veteran? Is you going to put that on all the veterans?
Oh, come on. Don't start talking that stuff. I'm just saying, you know, after I cut the gold out of that one guy's teeth.
All right, hold the line here for just a moment. Thank you for your call, ma'am. 877-876-PHIL. Cut the gold out of that guy's teeth. We're talking with Harvey Wireman here. He's an attorney on the Mel Gibson controversy, smacking his girlfriend. You effing deserved it. And Harvey says there is such a thing as hate speech. When a woman tells a guy he's a lousy lover or he's underendowed, that's hate speech. And that's when a woman should expect to get smacked. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. Harvey Wireman with us as we talk about Mel Gibson and the domestic violence he's accused of. Is it ever legally all right for a man to hit a woman in self-defense? Mr. Wireman argues that there are fighting words and hate speech in language used between men and women. Women, especially, impugning a man's the size of his manhood, his amorous skills. You know.
Well, and the other that I mentioned, the when they land, as I mentioned, what we call symbolic harassment, when she says, "Let's take a vacation to Paris," and obviously you're going to see this big, you know, big, tall, straight thing sticking up in the air. And so those are the areas
where a guy is going to get offended that his wife suggested Paris or Seattle because they both have structures that are phallic.
That is correct, yes.
And I wouldn't even call them that, but that's what they could be interpreted as. 877-876-PHIL. Debbie in Indianapolis. Go ahead, Debbie. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Harvey Wireman.
Hi, Phil.
I don't know if you want to call them phallic, but that's what they're interpreted as.
I understand. Go ahead, Debbie.
Harvey, where do you practice law?
In San Marino, California.
Okay. That makes sense. You know, I'm a psych nurse.
What does that mean? That makes sense.
Well, if you let me finish. I'm a psych nurse, and I have to tell you that you have a
psych nurse, so you're not a lawyer. You're not a lawyer.
Can I speak now, sir? Sure.
Well, I just want your qualifications on the topic at hand, because
she's going to comment on your...
is that your fixation with all things phallic needs to be in treatment. I've never heard of anything as terrible as justifying striking any human being because they critiqued your underwear and not your manhood. But what you heard was rinky-dink time, so you act out. That's juvenile.
You know as well as I do that when a woman makes a crack about your underwear, you know where she's going with it.
No,
well,
sir,
what do you mean
I
a crack?
You do. If she says, you know, how important is underwear? Not that important. So if a woman says your underwear isn't hanging right, she's saying, boy, you haven't got much in there to hold it up.
Really? Do you hold your underwear up with that or your hips?
What? What is she talking about?
Well, I mean, what we're talking about here, Harvey, is...
I didn't do this. A guy reached for his cell phone and shot a left hand out. Boom, she goes down, he's dialing my number. I didn't do that, he did that.
No, but you're justifying it.
I'm using the law to defend it by saying that when a woman says, you've gone through a rough patch making love to your wife, and then she says, let's go to Seattle for a vacation, I think that the handwriting's on the wall.
I'm sorry, sir. I didn't hear you quote any statutes that would cover Paris and Seattle being phallic and an insult to a man. Could you quote this for me, please?
Hate speech. You're asking me to explain law to a psychiatric nurse. So that right away, you got one foot in it and the other one you're smelling.
Repeat what you said, please.
And I'll give you an example here, Phil. You see this woman? She wants me to hit her. She's not here.
And why would you say that?
Because she's impugning what I do for a living, which is my profession as a lawyer. And she knows that every man identifies strongly with his career. And she's saying, what are you, some kind of an idiot? That means I'd shoot a left hand out so fast.
Wait a minute.
Phil, let me finish this because I think I've got the point. I think you're probably one of the largest jerks that draws breath on this planet, but under the law and as a citizen, I'll defend to my death your right to be an idiot, to be wrong, to be anything you wish to be. And you tell me that I am less than you when I would fight for your right to be whatever in the world you are?
I didn't say that. I said you don't want me to be all I can be. Because when you impugn my profession as a lawyer, you're basically saying I'm under endowed. That's hate speech.
What?
And why are you saying that?
Because every man identifies with Mr. Hendry, one of the things I resent and the reason why I haven't been on your show in a long time is you act like you don't get it either, and you take the side of the caller. You know full well...
No, I'm asking, honestly, why do you say that?
Because every man sees his career as his identifying focal center. And when this lady came on and said that she doesn't even know, she thinks I've got my head shoved up by you-know-what when it comes to the law. That alone would justify me beating her up. Well, not beating her up, but...
Oh, come on, man. You can't use terms like beating up.
Phil.
Yes, ma'am.
obviously condones violence, probably is excited by violence against women.
Here we go.
It's not.
Thank you, doctor. And you're a nurse. You're not even a doctor. You're a nurse. You're used to, you know, you're used to going off and the doctor tells you, go get 5 cc's of this or that in a syringe, and you have to go get it. Now what are you doing now? If the doctor found out that you're giving out
who's
medical
impugning
advice,
whose career?
Left hand, down she goes.
Career?
Putting I'm saying that you're a nurse.
Them is the only way you know to deal with them?
When they tell me my underwear's hanging the wrong way, what would you suggest?
You have that approach to all women. So I've enjoyed your show.
Yes, ma'am.
Times.
Thank you very, very much. I appreciate it. All right, Debbie. Bye-bye. Harvey, I think there's a long way to go before people understand this.
Understand. Here's a woman that 5 days out of the week, she's running off and rinsing out a bedpan. Tonight, she's Dr. What's-Her-Face, Medicine Woman. What was that show, Dr. You-Know-What, Medicine Woman?
I don't know.
You don't know. She's Jane Seymour. Not.
877-876-PHIL. We'll be back. That was rude.
Rude. Your show's rude.
Phil Hendry.